President Donald Trump's weekend attacks on Iranian nuclear facilities have raised a number of questions. Among them, what just happened? To be more precise, how effective were they? How much damage did they do? And how much did they set back Iran's nuclear program? President Trump's answer, it's called obliteration. He spoke at a NATO summit Wednesday.
We destroyed the nuclear. In other words, it's destroyed. I said, Iran will not have nuclear. Well, we blew it up. It's blown up. To kingdom come.
Other administration officials are lining up behind that assessment, including Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth, who referred to the bunker buster bombs dropped on the Fordow nuclear facility, the first time that weapon had been used in combat.
Given the 30,000 pounds of explosives and capability of those munitions, it was devastation underneath Fordow.
News reports have cast doubt on those claims, citing officials who've seen U.S. intelligence assessments. That pushback has angered Trump, who in recent days has called network and cable news outlets gutless losers for saying the destruction was not as bad as claimed. He hit back again Wednesday.
Well, it was so bad that they ended the war. It ended the war. Somebody said in a certain way, you know, that it was so devastating, actually. If you look at Hiroshima, if you look at Nagasaki, you know, that ended a war, too. This ended a war in a different way, but it was so devastating.
Trump says the strikes set back Iran's ability to develop nuclear weapons, in his words, for many years to come. Democrats are not so sure. Hakeem Jeffries of New York is the House Democratic leader.
Is it in fact the case that Iran's nuclear program has been completely and totally obliterated? There apparently are reasons to believe that that was a blatant misrepresentation.
Leaked U.S. intelligence suggests that the Iranian nuclear sites were not as badly damaged as claimed, and also that enriched uranium was moved to safety before the strikes. The conclusion from the Pentagon's Defense Intelligence Agency is that Iran's nuclear program was set back by months, not by the years or decades that Trump and his supporters claim. Lawmakers were scheduled to be briefed by the administration about the details of the attacks Tuesday, but that briefing was canceled by the administration hours before it was to take place. Congressmember Pete Aguilar is a Democrat from California.
It is completely unacceptable that Congress has not been briefed on this in a timely fashion. We need evidence, we need details, and we need to know them now. There are a number of outstanding questions, including whether this attack achieved the administration's stated goals. Launching an attack without congressional authorization is wrong. Launching a potentially unsuccessful attack without congressional authorization would be an administration-defining failure.
Some Democrats have also called for a new War Powers Act to rein in the president's power to go to war without the agreement of Congress. As for Iran, that country's foreign minister is calling for action by the international community.
What matters most for the people in the region and beyond is to really understand the depths of this lawlessness that happened for the past 12 days against Iran. The primary concern of the international community has to be to condemn this lawless act by the United States.
Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.